Hey everybody, Stu Smith and Jeff Nichols is back, and we're doing another Tactical Fitness Report. This time, I think a little more lighthearted show, and we're going to talk about some of the nostalgic history that we accumulate, and sometimes we save, sometimes we don't, and we look back and we really wish we had saved that, or had, you know, find the place where you put it. Because you're like, yeah, man, I'd like to see that again. So this was Jeff's idea. Jeff and Catherine came up with this idea recently and reached out and said, yeah, let's do a show on some of those things. Yeah. As you can see, I have a whole bunch of stuff behind me in my I Love Me wall.
Yeah.
You know, from diplomas, my bud picture. You know, it is, I will say this, most of it now is gifts from students.
Yeah.
You know, because I spent more time as a coach, you know, outside of, you know, more than in the Navy. So, you know, having gifts from students is a lot of fun to post up there. And, you know, those are their paddles from their buds classes. And So anyway,
I've accumulated some neat stuff. You know, I bounced off my son if he wanted some stuff or didn't. That helped me decide. But same with you, like, and I mean this, I think you probably would agree. The gifts, and this is not an obligatory thing. Like, there's never an expectation for gifts, but ever for anyone or for any class. But like, I will say that the gifts received by the classes, they mean more to me than really anything as far as that. But which is, again, it totally prompts me to, like, because a lot of this kind of was like, you know, we see a lot of young team guys come through here that we've trained and are now checking the teams, and I'm like, all right, make sure you get your I Love Me book and get your this, and you're like, yeah, that's kind of what prompted this is. Cause I just, I don't know, man. Like when I got out, I've been out now for about 13 years, 12 years. And in my experiences, when I got out, I didn't like to think a lot about my past. Like, it wasn't a lot of fun. I was still kind of trapped in the mission, but now enough times has passed and I appreciate the past now. And so now when I think back, it's more one of nostalgia than like, oh God, I wish I wouldn't have done that. So
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The very first thing I'll just say, I wish I would have kept. And this goes back to buds. You know, I have a really cool thing. I was when boot camp graduates each class of 4,000 students, somebody somehow gets voted in as the honor recruit of all the boot camps, and you get a statue. And I got one. So I was like, from boot camp, I'm cool. I got that little thing. Not that it's, but in buds, there's two things I wish I would have kept. The first thing is, in third phase, we wore jungle boots. I think you guys did as well. Yep. Wore all the way through.
Yep.
I wish I would have kept them and just resold them. I have a really good friend of mine, old friend I haven't lost contact with, but a guy named Chris Ware was an enlisted guy, became an officer. And he was at this SEAL Team 17 here last I heard or whatever. And, he still had them, man, like 20 years later, and they're like slippers. So,
yeah.
And then anyone that's ever broken in jungle shoes knows it, right? So it's
they're broken. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. And quite frankly, I'm bummed. I think I meant to, but I don't have my brown t-shirt from Hell Week. Those are the two things from buds I wish I would have kind of held on to, honestly.
Yeah, I would agree. I didn't think to save my brown t-shirt. It just was another brown shirt that I bought a dozen of, you know, for the second and third phase of buds.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would have been real cool to maybe even frame that t-shirt.
Because they turn like really purple if you wear them enough, right? Because of the chlorine. Yeah. They just like didn't look brown.
Yeah.
So like, that's the thing is like, it's not because I don't have a loss or anything, but like, I really do. I never thought I'd say this based on how I used to feel. Like, I appreciate what I went through. And I'm kind of fond of like looking back and seeing the nostalgia. So now I just, again, I never thought I'd be in this position where I have such fondness for my experiences that didn't seem so fond at the time. So,
well, I will tell you this, you know, since I went a different route into the Naval Academy and a different generation where we didn't have cameras with us all the damn time, right? That I look for pictures that I'm like, man, I didn't take a picture for 2 years sometimes.
Yep. You know? That was on my list too. Yeah. Like I had a hard drive with photos and video. I had a ton of video skydiving missions. Like I had some, I had a ton of photos and videos, but in my maelstrom of my life and my move, I don't know what happened, a lot of that stuff. So I, yes, man, I've got video from like the Maersk Alabama hostage rescue, I got some video, and it's like, damn, I wish I would have, and all the teams, I wish I would have just,
yeah,
all these team photos of all the times in the squadron. And I wish I could have just had those up, but for me.
Yeah. Not for social media, just to have it for yourself.
I've got a big printed one of my last deployment. Like, someone sent me a big printed photo. So that's cool. But there's some of my private team moments and things with some of the guys I wish I'd had. But
yeah. You wanna be careful with the phone and the video camera, because one, it can get you in trouble.
Yeah.
You're posting dumb stuff. Don't post any of this stuff, you know. And yeah, you know, don't take pictures that are going to incriminate anybody.
No, because that happened. Because when I was at Steel Team 5, remember, you probably remember, this right when you were getting out, all those photo craziness from Iraq, that was my platoon.
Yeah.
So when I checked into Steel Team 5, that was the group that I kind of checked into. And so all those photos were I just had checked into the team, and that was kind of crazy. But, you know, I think that my point with the videos is really like probably a lot of guys, I can look back now, the guys that I served with, what up, man? I got lucky. I got blessed. I got my team leaders through and through. Every team leader I had at the Quran, awesome, right? It's and my teammates, that's why, and some of the guys aren't alive. Some of the guys, you know, then just vanished too. And it's I have a lot of love for those men that I served with because of the conditions, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think that's probably the biggest thing when somebody brings a picture, because at my age, you know, it's like, oh man, where'd you get this picture? You know, it's, I haven't seen that picture for, you know, I didn't even know anybody had that picture.
Right.
You know, and it's your whole buds class, or it's your platoon, you know, it's your group going through STT.
Yeah,
you know, all of those things. I mean, that's what matters, I think, the most. No one cares about you wearing camis and holding a gun, you know, except for you.
It's about the guys you work with, you know? It's funny, I'm sure you do too. There's a class that just showed up at Kodiak, yesterday, the day before. And one of the guys that we've trained is sending photos and sent a picture of me in the class photo kind of situation. And that's why.
Yeah, that's cool.
I have a big photo of me in Alaska in the mountain range. It's in my mom's house. It's that's the point, is it's a remembering times that really worth remembering. I think that's what's really cool about, I think, military service, is so many of us, especially in the spec war side, we do there's a lot of moments and people that forged our character and path and the qualities that we have. And so that's why photos.
So I'm going to share with you the first thing the Naval Academy ever gave me and the last thing the Naval Academy ever gave me. So the first thing is a little book called Reef Points, and it's pretty beaten up, but it's supposed to look like this. This is one of my mids that left it here. So anyway, Reef Points is pretty much everything you need to know as a plebe, and you're going to be tested on it constantly throughout the day, from general orders of the century and the mission of the Naval Academy, the, you know, the sailor's creed, you know, all
it's like things. Your version, like the enlisted side, we get the blue jackets, man, or whatever, and that's your guy for you. Very cool. Okay. Yeah.
It's called Reef Point.
Cause I don't know that life on the Academy side. So that's why I was really interested in seeing, there's some really unique stuff. Cause that place, the Naval Academy is really cool. If you like history, it's rad.
Oh, it's got a lot of cool history to it. But anyway, you would have to stand in formation and do this. And you'd just be reading this book all the time. it just sucked. So I kept that one, and then I kept this one over here, my diplomas.
Nice. Yeah.
And commission from the Academy. So I framed that one. That was the most important one, but
there we go. Yeah, I got, I have, when we graduated buds, probably like you, they gave us a little New Testament with a camo cover on it. And the chaplain signed a verse, you know, recorded a verse in the cover and signed it and said what he said. And I have that still. I thought, that's for me, it was real, has a lot of it. I had, you know, with my Christian upbringing and just the situation of it all, that was something I'm very glad I kept. Again, it's like, other thing I'm glad I kept was, like, I have, like, I know you do too, I have my Buds helmet. And I only had one helmet.
So I will say this. This was made for me by one of my students, right?
Still.
Which was very nice. It was a very nice gift. You know, he was just saying thanks. And I was like, you know, because I did not save my helmet. I wish I had.
I also saved my boonie cover.
Oh, yeah.
My camo boonie cover. I still mow in that thing. It's awesome.
I love that thing. Yeah.
Super. Yeah. It's like so broken in. Yeah. Like, I guess on the other side too is like something, I guess it's not a lot of things, but there's certain, it's more to, like, again, the photos is a big thing, especially as much time I spent overseas and whatnot. But, you know, it's one of the pieces of advice I give people, and I'm not in a place to show it. And I'll post it later on social media. But what I did is I went to Michael's, like crafts, right? And you can get a shadow box. It's like an inch and a half deep. You know, it's whatever. And the lid is glass and it folds up and it's got little magnets in it. I bought one of those shadow boxes and I got some fabric from a fabric store. Just got felt. Like, I cut out a piece of felt and I fabric glued it in the box. So you flip it up, it's just all felt. So every patch I ever wore in order, off my blues, off my working uniforms, off everything, all my camis, I had all my patches in order that I got them. And that's in the dead center of it, I have a set of my ribbons, my actual dress blue ribbons with all my, you know, my trident, my jump wings below. That's in the center of it. And all my patches that I ever got for every unit, every call sign, everything, that's what I did keep. And that was, I tell everyone to do that. Like, just any patches that you get, keep. I was never very much into coins, but now in hindsight, it's like, I've got some really, really rare coins. I wish I would have tried a little bit more on some of those, because you can get some pretty nice coins switched out if we were giving up Dev Group can coins. You can get I got, you know, Secretary of the Navy. I got the rarest military pin. I heard that, I don't know if this is true, the rarest military pin on any uniform worn for any branch are the guards of the tomb. And I, in Green Team, we up there and worked the State Department, did PSD, and we were taking our detail through, you know, Arlington as part of our process, and we got to go to the tomb. We actually let us to go under, and we were able to trade our pins, but their rule is they have to cut the pins off the back.
Oh.
Because it's the rarest one. Like, hey, we can't, like, we can give it to you, but we got to cut these off. I was like, I don't have a problem with that. So I have that with my coins. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
But
yeah, I decided to start collecting coins as well. I got a whole bunch of them. In fact, I just keep them on this little flag that my wife made me. She just she went to Michael's and got these little lips.
Heck yeah.
And the flag was like she bought for like $10. And then put these little lips on all the stripes where all the coins go. And I got some.
Sounds exact. My wife did the same, more or less. And like, when Catherine moved in, you know, almost 6 years ago, I had all of my stuff just piled in a corner of an old empty room. Like, from the standpoint of like, I didn't want it out. Like, I was still in that place of like, and then she was like, you know, it's not really for you. It's kind of for us, for the house. And as I did it, it became kind of a, and I'm saying this too, because this became a very kind of a cathartic thing to go back and actually reminisce about the past and not so much the stuff that I've reminisced enough about my mistakes. So now it's like, I get to enjoy some of the nostalgia.
Yeah. You know, who's going to really love that is your son.
Yeah.
You know, I have my granddad's World War II ribbons. Right. And, you know, he was just a truck driver, but he was in Patton's army.
Yeah.
Right. He was in 10 battles in 10 months. Right. And it's all right there. You know, these ribbons. And
it's just funny you say that. Same. My dad was drafted in Vietnam. He was a truck driver, and I have his dress uniform with all of his ribbons, his real ribbons. So we reached out to the VA. My mom got his DD-214, found out what he got. We matched him up, and my mom made a full on shadow box for my dad's uniform, and that hangs next to my rib, that shadow box that I have.
That's huge. Yeah, that's why this matters.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
there, because yeah. I will cherish that, and I will give that to my son. And yeah. my son will like all this stuff too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that's what we did. You know, that's the thing is like, I had like my kit, like I had like weapons. I had like even my hatchet, like yeah. my son didn't want it. And I was like, well, shoot, I don't really care to have it either. Like, but like, so we'll just hold on to it until someone wants it more than I do, you know, kind of situation. But, certain things, you're right. Like that's the first person I asked. Same with Catherine.
Yep.
You know, like some of my closest friend, like my closest friend since childhood, I carried a Winkler knife. I always carried a Winkler knife on my belt too. I gave him that. Like, cause that's like, shoot, man, my childhood is awesome because of yeah. my friends. So it's yeah. like, there, it's like, I really like giving stuff like that away to friends. Cause it's like there's real love there. You know?
Yeah. I gave so many sets of camis and the boonie caps and
yep.
you know, my high school buddies, and they were all hunters. So we're like, this yeah. is awesome.
Same. Yeah. Like when yeah. I got out of the same out of command, I had all this Arc'teryx, all yeah. this stuff and yeah. optics.
You gave me one of those. You're like,
yeah,
hey, you
yeah,
want this?
Right?
yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And that was to me. It's like, man, if anything, I just like to give the stuff away where people could use it and enjoy it. Yeah. You know? So, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about a little less, maybe a little less meaningful, but right. cool to have.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So one thing I did find, and then I wound up, I can't find it today, which I'm pissed, you know, because I put it away so I wouldn't lose it.
Right.
And it was my bud's program, like the graduation program. Yeah. So it had all yeah, their yeah. names listed in it and who spoke and who was right. the CO of Bud's at the time. And
yeah, you're right. I think my mother still has one.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. And so, what I do have though, cause I was one of the lucky ones, is my bud's class was followed by the photographer, Richard Schoenberg.
Yeah.
So like I have so many bud's photos that a lot of people otherwise don't have. So I kind of like, I got real lucky with that. You know, I real yeah. lucky, especially since I didn't get enrolled and he stuck with that class the whole time. Dude. It's like, he took 17,000 photos.
Yeah,
and I visited him few since, and so I actually have. He has a like an Outlook like downloadable like where he stores all of his photos, and I have access to 17,000 photos that are all digital for my buds class. So like that's where I'm also like, man, I wish I would have had. Man, I have very like I don't even have any photos of me from SEAL Team 5, like. Really, I don't think. Other than like, maybe no, I don't have it. I can't even think of any, honestly. So just yeah. you know, that's going back to the photos, but
yeah, photos are important. I mean, we seem to always have cameras back in my day for big moments. Like my right. wife had a camera, or my girlfriend at the time, my wife now had a camera when I graduated Buds, and back then. It was a bigger deal because you didn't go right across the street to SQT. You actually had your team, you were going to your team, and you got your Trident at your team after yeah. some more training. So this is my Bud's graduation picture with Captain Dick Couch handed
oh,
me
wow.
my diploma, and that's Captain Richards, Admiral Richards,
yeah, yeah,
who
yeah,
was
okay.
the CO of Bud's, and this is always a fun one. This is my wife and me.
Oh, way back. There you go.
Way back yeah. when.
Yeah, yeah.
92 it was. Yeah. So that
and,
was a while back.
Yeah, ago. It's funny because like I, you know, when I was in, we went from like our the jungle camis that you and I grew up basically having, and then they went to like the Digi AOR1 and AOR2. And that uniform happened while I was at sniper school. So the reason why I bring this up is because like I came back with all these uniforms, and back in the day, what I would do, like weren't necessarily supposed to, but I did is I cut my sleeves off of my camis and I'd roll them twice and I had them hemmed. I had them pressed and hemmed.
Ah,
you know? And so I kind of was like, well, and I was about to check into green team here. So I had those camis instead of my AOR. And so when I checked into the green team, they're like, why are you wearing these camis? Cause from the time I got back from my second deployment and I was in green team, it was only 16 days and right. I had to move So I had to drive across. So I didn't have a lot of time. So I was like, I'll just use that as my excuse. But anyways, my point of bringing it up was like, I'm glad that I kept him for some reason, whatever reason. And actually I put him on like, I don't know. It's been a while since I put them on. Just see if they fit. They fit me perfectly.
Nice.
My wife, Catherine, had never seen me in uniform because she didn't know me. So she sees me in uniform and she's like, oh, I'm so glad you kept them. I was able to show my wife.
Yeah.
Kind okay. of what I look like in uniform. Cause oh, I still had the cool. brown t-shirt. I had my boonie and I had my jungle boots. So
nice.
Anyway, so it's to your point, like, I think that with, I don't know how to say this, but like my wife, your wife, it's really cool to be able to have that for your wife too, for them, not yeah. just like for them to be like, yeah, my husband was a former Navy SEAL, but like to, and this is why we, for off camera, I was like, I have so much appreciation for you. Is like, cause I bet you could probably fit in the same uniform
I or can. Less
after all of these years, because you're can. Still doing it. And I, yeah. that was like the, like, okay, I can still fit in my uniform from sniper school.
Well, I have this issue with me being any pound heavier than I was at Bud's. Like if I get above 205, I'm like, I got to drop. Yeah. Right. I got to get down to 195 to 205 window. Long as I'm there, I'm happy.
Yeah. Oh, and now here's the last one. What I did too is like totally my mom is like legitimately like, I guess she's like world-class quilter. Like she's really yes. phenomenal. So she took so she did two things for me. And one's kind of getting the idea too. This is also why I keep. So my mom took all of my dress blues and all my uniforms. And I got all my SEAL Team 5 and SEAL Team 6 and Red Squadron t-shirts. And, you know, Red Squadron, we wore like Dickie shirts and all these uniform type civilian clothes. My mom took all of that and turned them all into quilt squares and made a quilt. So I have one with all my baseball uniforms and everything and have all my Navy stuff. So like, that's another reason it's even like, well, I don't know. Like it's just piling up and that's really cool. I would really yes. recommend guys taking their uniform. My mom took a bunch of my other uniforms and she turned them into teddy bears. Yeah. Like
that's incredible.
She gifted people in our family, like teddy bears made out of my uniform.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of like, I have super mom, you know, it's yeah. still Iowa doing her thing. Like it just kind of food for thought. Like people want to do nice things for you. Yeah. A lot of us, right. It's like have some stuff around and, yeah. Take them up on their offer.
Absolutely. Hey, here's another one that, you know, you might be glad you got. You know, a lot of times when you walk into a recruiter's office, they give you stuff like folders and pens and stuff. Yeah. Here's an old recruiting folder that they give you. It's just one of these little folders that you want to be a SEAL here. Here's another one.
Exactly. And this
was after my time, but a recruiter handed them to me and
that was like, my time. Cool. Those were my time because I believe it or not, Stu, the one there, they had kind of like three pretty famous like posters of SEALs. Like,
yeah.
Is it Jeff Bremstedt was yep. one of the guys always, there was one of him coming out of the water.
Yep.
And then there was the other one that said, do you have what it takes to fill this uniform? I have right. that. My recruiter gave me that. And I still have that. I have that framed in my, we call it the red room. So that's like I have my red squadron flag framed, and then all of the photos and some things too, just like you do. So yep. those are the things. Again, it's worth keeping, guys, because you may not feel when you get out like you really want to, like you have a lot of reverence for the things that you did, but I think a lot of guys kind of turn that corner and it's not to pat ourselves on the back, but like it's a hard thing to look at yourself and go, man, you accomplished your goals, you accomplished your dream. Like maybe you should sit in that for a little bit and like be appreciative. So that's what this all comes down to.
I'm going to show a round robin of stuff that I kept. Duffel bag.
Nice.
Never know. Might need a duffel bag. I'm probably not going to use it.
It'll outlast so yeah. durable. It'll outlast everyone. Yeah.
I'm not going to use it at the airport, but I tell you where I use it is I load it with sandbags and then drag it. You know, so now it's kind of like a homemade sled. So
yeah. Very those are really, we did that for a long time before, like we've got like the 100-pound medicine balls. That's what we used to do. That sea bag will hold like 200 pounds.
Oh yeah.
We'd lash one in and you could do suplexes with it. So we did that like a wrestling dummy. So a lot of throws.
Did you save this?
Yeah. The poncho liner. Yes. Yep. It doesn't look warm, but it is crazy warm, right?
It's so nice.
It's the best.
You definitely want to keep one of those. Yep. Let's see. Oh, this, the, parachute bag.
I've got a couple of those still. Yeah, but
these things are just too good. Break.
You cannot break those things. No. They're just so durable. Yep.
And then this is one I showed you before the show started.
Yep.
It's probably the one I'm most proud of.
Yes.
And it's just a demo box. Used to hold C4.
Oh, hell yeah. Yep.
Now that's my demo box with, you know.
So, like, just to your point, like, guys, when you guys go on SQT or the teams, you guys go to Land Warfare, Nyland, or whatever, or big, go to Dugway, you got to think, where do these big rockets and ammo come in? They don't come in flimsy things. So, a lot of guys, that was a small one, right? Like, we had guys that would just keep them and use them as end tables, as coffee tables, like, because it's super solid wood with, usually it's brass. They use really good metal with it.
Yeah, so there's good hinges in it. And
yeah. So if it looked cool, keep it, right? Yeah. And honestly, this would be a question that would probably not fall on deaf ears. If you're an SQT or buds and things like that, if you were to DM me, Stuart, or really any team guy, probably or former, they would probably give you the same advice, like keep it. No, don't. So if you find something cool in a range, or you're questioning, like maybe I should keep it, maybe not. Certainly can DM Stu and I, and I definitely give you my thoughts.
Like, hey,
yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
yeah. So. I mean, there's so many things that I wish I had.
Yeah,
you know, and I kept a lot of stuff. Yeah. You know, I'm pretty happy with what I found after you spurred my interest in this topic.
Nice.
I went up to my attic. I went in the back of the basement. I was like, I know I have some stuff around here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to.
Yeah, and there's and that's the thing is because like every person's a little bit different, like. I'm here saying, hey, you should keep that. And someone's like, no, I wouldn't keep that. I'd keep this. And so this is the other side as a team guy, a young team guy, like ask your, you know, when you find your troop, your chief, your LPO or guys that are above you in the chain of command, but they're good communicators, right? Ask them, like, hey man, like you've been at this for a minute. What have you kept? Or even then, like guys that have been in the team 6 or 7 years and you're a new guy go like, what in the first 6 years? What did you give up that you wish you wouldn't? So now as a new guy, you're already like kind of figuring this stuff out because in the end, I guess the point of it all, I think it's really just worth it. Not to just keep a ton of stuff, but it's worth it.
Let's worth it. Let's talk about too, keeping some of your old habits that before you were a SEAL that you did to just.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Just to kind of unwind, you know, whether you played the guitar or you drew or you know, you'd had a diary, you know, all those little things like that are also something I wish I had.
Yeah, that's great. You're right. Like that's probably my biggest wish is that, I mean, I mean this like team guys, no matter what branch of service we're saying, the special operators, no matter what branch of service, they're typically very creative humans. You got to be kind of doing these things outside the box.
Yeah.
And typically for many of us, before we got into the teams, we were very creative. We played music, drew a lot, whatever it might be. I gave some of that up. I gave pretty much all of it up thinking, well, that's for whatever reason. I wish I hadn't stopped doing those things because in my mind, the simple answer was like, those things are going to take away from my being a SEAL and da-da-da. Like, no, I didn't know that I needed a place to kind of set this stuff down and go, you know, you can only watch so many movies, but when you're playing a guitar, you're actively playing guitar and you enjoy it, that's the point. You got to be able to have a place to set work down. And I think that you're right, Stu. I think that that was big piece of advice, truly. And my most heartfelt piece of advice I can give people is if you're good at something, you have a skill or a talent, whether it's sport, whether it's a social thing, a dynamic, or it's something, you don't have to give that stuff up when you can the teams. You know, you may not be as interested in it at first, but I also like, well, maybe it just needs some evolution. You know,
yeah,
you do got to focus on being in the teams and it takes a ton of focus and it deserves that. But at some point you got to have a place to kind of put that down. I think
I would tell you this though. It is also a way to show off. right? And what I mean by that is we had a and make the whole platoon relax, because we had a guy who could draw anything. And when we went on sub trips or even our big deployment, he would draw events that happened, whether it was on Liberty or it was a crazy dive that occurred, or like, you know, just so many things. And it was such a good cartoon that he made a little book out of it and printed it off for all of us, and we would all just laugh, and you know, and I'm still trying to find that damn thing.
Yeah, so again, son, he's like one of the guys in Red Squadron, you know, was sounds that he was as talented with the pencil as this gear guy, right? And he did like a no kidding, like, man, he did this amazing mural of everyone in like, in a very like, you know, you go to like an amusement park and get the caricature of the big head features. And so he was doing that with everyone, but he did it in a way, he's like, how do you want to be portrayed? And he did it for each one of us on a real long deployment. And he's like, I'm going to gift this to everybody. But there was one guy in the squadron that just was like, refused, like, I'm not taking part. And it was like, you're the last guy, man. And so something like that, like, you're like, it's creativity does a lot for everyone, right?
Yeah, it makes you relax. It's like you said, you know, you're always in this sympathetic nervous system, supercharged, ready to go. And it's just a way to unwind, you know, open up some parasympathetic vibes.
Yeah.
You know, and just help you do it. We had two other stories that were kind of cool. We had one guy who grew up playing the violin, right? Never played it for us at all. Didn't even know he played it. But we were at some country bar, and the guy started playing, or he had gone up to the singer and said, hey, can you play Charlie Daniels?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Devil Went Down to Georgia. Yeah, and he gets up there and plays that entire thing on a fiddle or violin, whatever the difference is.
Yeah.
And we're just like dumbfounded. You know, he just completely entertained us all. And then there's another story. We happen to go into a nice hotel, because sometimes in, you know, travels of the teams, you're in a nice hotel, you walk in, there's this big grand piano.
Oh, wow.
And you know, what happens? One dude was like a concert pianist, and,
right,
and, you know, it just started just,
don't know.
You know, next thing you know, all the people in the hotel's coming around, hanging out, and it's just fun. You know, just
let me ask you this, Stu, because we do this with every class that we have. I bet in so many ways you figured out, because every class we get somebody that's got something, right? Like that can play. And in one of our classes, we had somebody that, you know, like the Guitar Hero game, video game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was ranked number 2 in the world. We had the band Avenged Sevenfold, big arena band. We had a guy that right before COVID, the drummer for Avenged Sevenfold wasn't able to play. So he went to Vegas and played as the drummer with Avenged Sevenfold in Vegas at the Hard Rock.
Damn.
Like we had a guy that rode crew at Columbia was like working on Olympics. Like, so every class when comes in, I go, all right, who here has a secret talent? Who can sing? Who can dance? Like, we had a guy that was a break dancer.
Yeah, like, that's cool.
You know,
these
guys, you know, after a couple of weeks are very friendly. And like, next thing you know, like, they're breakdancing together or whatever. Like, so like, I think that's really cool about the teams is there's some sneaky dudes in there that have some crazy talents you just may never know.
Yeah. You know, we, in hindsight, we've had a bunch of dudes like that. And gals. In fact, we had a girl, that woman who was Cirque du Soleil, did that, and she was a beast, man. Yeah. She could do anything on a pull-up bar. In fact, she would do like circus tricks for us.
Right, right. I mean,
she'd do like handstands on a pull-up bar, you know, while we're trying to do, you know, pull-ups and just make us look silly.
And so I just was wondering, like, with the guys that you got, so many guys annually, like, I just got in the habit of starting asking people like, and it's also like, it's fun as a coach. Like I never was good at building rapport. And now that's something I enjoy doing a bit. And then sometimes that stuff gets, you pull it out of them. Right. Like,
yeah, that's fun to find people's super hidden talents.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a guy that, he just read, he's one of the guys in Butler. He's in SQT right now in Kodiak. I trained him in person. He's he graduated from Stanford with a PhD.
Damn.
But he graduated high school at 10, went to Oxford, graduated Oxford at 12. And when he trained here, he was working on his dissertation in Stanford. He was in his seventh year of his dissertation, and he was 24 years old.
Wow.
So he just graduated. He's in SQT about to, you know, they're at in Alaska right now. So you're like, we had a guy with a master's degree from MIT come through here. We've had a guy with double PhDs come through. And you're like, his wife had a PhD. And you're like, what are you doing? You're like, he's like, no, going to the Marine Corps, man. He's a Marine Corps officer now. And you're like, okay. That's cool. We just keep like, that's what we keep seeing. And like, I guess that's, you know, I'm doing this now. Like this thing too is like, whatever you do, it's worth it. Spec war is worth it. Give it your all. It's worth it. Be creative, collect some cool stuff, meet some amazing people. And in the end, you know, have to make a little bit of an adjustment maybe, but dang, like I'm so thankful at 45, I can talk with you and we can laugh about our past. And
yeah, no,
that's the point.
It's a lot of fun. And, you know, and helping people with their futures is so rewarding.
Agreed.
You know, we had this one kid come in, wants to be a Marine, you know, started off with us like running 12 minute miles, right? He has busted his ass, just tough as nails. Anytime it's cold, he's wearing a t-shirt. You know, I'm wearing two sweatshirts. And, you know, he's doing sit-ups and mud puddles.
Yeah.
You know, just and now he's running a six-minute mile. You know, and, you know, he's got, you know, those talents as well. In fact, he walks into the recruiter, blows away the ASVAB, and they want to put him up for like officer programs.
Yeah. Same. That's right? What happened to me. Yeah.
You know, which, you know, I think is shows a lot about the type of people that want to serve.
You bet.
You know, it's not, I think some people get the misunderstanding that people who are preparing to serve or want to serve just can't get a job anywhere else.
That's not the case for the men that you work with.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No. I mean, it's just, they could do anything they wanted to.
They're overqualified they're already emotionally overqualified and like for any entry level position. So it's like I really mean this, like probably like you too. You know, you have a real good history of rugby and all that sort of all those things. Like, and you look back and you're like, all of that like really perfectly prepared you for.
Oh, sure.
Right. And the same thing. I think that's the point is like, that's all we're really offering people, because so many of the people that you deal with and we deal with, it's really just a matter of them going like getting a hold of them and go, listen, you're enough. Take a big deep breath. Let's get you on a good process. And like, you're going to succeed, you know, with or without me.
Yeah. But
let's get you there through a good learning process, and let's minimize any injuries through overtraining. Like because you're going to do it, you know?
Right.
So that's super fulfilling.
Do it smart without hurting yourself. That's,
Right.
Yeah, I would say for the most part, Jeff, my job with some of these guys is just pulling the reins on them so they don't do stuff that's, you know, near impossible or overdoing it or
not giving them value within their particular point in time. It's like,
yeah.
And I think that you and I see so many guys where it's like, you just get them and go, listen, we're not questioning your will. We're not calling you a pussy. We're not doing like, we know you're already. Yeah, got that. So let's take that focus you have and like bring it down to a single point instead of just because they're just like, oh, it's like tons of ideas, tons of effort, but life doesn't unfold as fast as they're willing to.
Yes.
Yeah. So
that is true.
You know, I think that the big takeaway for me on this, guys, is just have fun, man. Try to have fun early on. Like it's hard thing to say to people that are so motivated and so focused, but like Buds was fun, but I also wish I could have extrapolated a little bit more fun out of it because like I was already hard on myself. You know, it's like, could I go back in a time machine? I'm not going to convince myself, but I think with better preparation, people can do that. And I think that's what you and I do, right? Just help people prepare.
Yeah. So save all the little, diplomas that you get, because every school you're going to get a little certificate. You know, you should have a folder full of, you know, dive suit schools and jump suit schools and,
yeah,
you know, airborne training and, you know, whatever, you know, qualifications you get, save those because they're kind of cool. Now, I will say this. I haven't framed them. I haven't even framed my bud's graduation.
Not in a book. Yeah, yeah.
But it's just sitting there and it's in a book. And one of my children will enjoy it one day looking through it. But
I think that's the point is like, really that the process is worth kind of paying a little bit of attention to. Cause it's a man, what a blessing that we got to experience that. Right.
And then
we got
to
live it and be it. And that's the point, man. Like have some fun with it if you can. Cause the job, rightly so, is serious. It's sincere enough. Right. So you don't have to worry about the job not being serious. So try to enjoy it and try to downregulate as much as you can when it's needed, when it's possible.
Yep. Agreed. And just find a place to put this stuff, you know, get a big demo box and put all your plaques and your certificates and your, you know, I'm looking through there and I see LandNav, you know, books that I have from third phase and just, you know, it's cool stuff, man. Yeah.
Agreed. So yeah, I guess like here's the like I guess if guys have more questions about this sort of stuff, what to keep, what not to keep, just definitely hit us up. And I don't know if
there's
time for a second, but this is a great play. I'd love to hear from other team guys in other branch studying things. It's like, man, this is some pretty cool stuff I kept on. Like if you can tag us in social media and be like, man, I was in the Army and I kept these awesome things. I wish I had kept more. Well, I'd love to repost that and share with other people because that's really what it's about. Like, I'd love to hear, hey, I kept this, I didn't. And then be like, man, I never thought about that. So
let's keep that's cool. Going. Yeah, we'll open it up to some group discussion.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to hear other people's. That's why I wanted to hear from you. Like, because, yes, we both got the same Trident, but our path is a little bit different. So I was curious. Yeah. So
cool, man.
There we are. And any other topics, guys, send them our way. Like, I'd be lying if, like, this is work to me. I get to sit here and talk to somebody I respect and appreciate, and this is work. This is work.
Yeah. So this is awesome.
Keep the work coming, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So, everybody go check out performancefirstus.com. That's where Jeff and Catherine are with their program. StuSmithFitness.com. That's where you can find me. And we'll be back. We'll do this again. Thank you very much, Jeff.
You bet, your brother. Around. Yeah.
Great idea.
Anytime we come up with an idea, I always say you're the first person I bounce it off of.
Oh, so I love this.
I appreciate you.
This is probably one of my favorites, you know, because it does get you back to that time, you know, and you're in that time, but you're also a lot less stressed. So that's probably the best part about it.
Which is why you can enjoy it then, right? Yeah. You might not think that you're going to, like, when you're in the meat grinder, you're not thinking, I want to have this shirt.
Yeah.
Focus. And that's fine. Yeah. But we're here to tell you that you might want to just set it aside.
Agreed. Yeah. All right, let's finish it there, Jeff. Thanks again. And you guys check out Jeff Nichols over there on his social media and website and come over, check out mine as well.
You bet.
All right, we'll see you later.